no role plays, just real. Chris and Lorenzo share four decades of combined experience to help you become a more effective leader.
We've never really, as a workforce, spent a lot of time on making sure we're developing good leaders.
We'll be able to share stories, experience, mistakes, failures, successes.
This is Hacking Your Leadership.
Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And Lorenzo, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. For those of you wondering how we are both having an anniversary, it is the four-year anniversary of Hacking Your Leadership. Our very first episode posted August 2nd, 2017. And so this marks the beginning of the first episode of our fifth year of doing Hacking Your Leadership. And you know, I was just saying to you right before we started recording this that it simultaneously feels like less than 4 years and more than 4 years at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's funny because thinking about all the things that we've done, all of the episodes we've recorded, all of the guests that we've spoken to, and then remembering back when we first started the podcast when I lived in a different city and had an office with no door and would have to record at 11 p.m., quietly with headphones on, not to wake up my, at the time, you know, 2-year-old daughter.
Right.
Like just thinking like that's where it started to where it is today. I agree. It's like it's hard to imagine it's actually been 4 years. But at the same time, it felt like we've got a lot done in 4 years.
We have more than 500 hours of content that we have put out. If you add up all of the episodes, all of the Thoughtful Thursdays, all of the guest interviews, all of the guest series, all of the our core Monday episodes, everything that we've done, we have over 500 hours of content, and that just that blows my mind. Honestly, I can't wrap my head around that. That's a lot of time.
A lot of time, and 3 million ish downloads. Like we're not exactly sure.
Yeah,
I think just as we've learned in the podcast, you know, business and kind of the metrics and how you measure things and things like that. Like, it's been kind of crazy and, you know, it's, I've enjoyed it a lot, especially just the journey of connecting with, other podcasters, going to some of the podcast conferences, talking about podcasting. It's just been a lot of fun and I think it's been very enjoyable. And I think back to, you know, back just over, you know, 4.5 years ago when I first got into podcasting. Like for
right.
me, it was about getting back into some type of radio, internet radio or something. And then the fact that it started off with Life of Lozo and a couple episodes in, people said, you should talk about leadership. I called you. I said, I'm going to send you questions that people want me to answer. You ask me the questions. So you can go back right now and check out the Life of Lozo podcast. And like I said, I think it's like episode, I don't know, 4 or 5, 5 and 6, something like that, where we just talked about leadership. And that was really the spark of Hacking Your Leadership podcast. And just people really enjoyed our conversation. And just to think that when we started this, when I started podcasting, this was not a part of the plan whatsoever.
Nor could it have been.
Right,
you can't
right.
plan anything out like that. People who plan stuff like this out or who try to, it never goes the way you planned it. You just kind of have to. It's what our friend Gil, who our mentor, we both know him a long time. What he always says is the difference between a compass and a map. If you try to use a map for things like these, it's never going to work. You just have to use a compass. You have to know the general direction that you want to go in, and what feels like it is in spirit of that direction, and then just kind of, you know, trust the process. Trust that what you're doing is going to work. And I will say, you know, because you won't plug yourself. Anybody listening right now, go look up Life of Lozo podcast and listen to the very first episode of the Life of Lozo podcast because, it is so funny and so good. It was with, your friend Christian, who was on the show and the stories that he told about the Blue Angels and, it's so good. And it's very rare that I'll listen to a podcast on the very first episode and become enthralled in it. And I just thought, okay, there's something here. When it comes to that. And I wanted to do something with this. I could see there was something there.
Yeah, no. And you know, it was a lot of fun because it was just a matter of talking to friends and people in my network about stuff that I was interested in, they were interested in, and it was just a good time. And I think when you talk to friends and people that you know, and you can, you know, talk about stories and things that you've learned, I don't know. It was just a lot of fun. And now I think of like on the weekly, how many messages and emails, text messages, you know, direct messages that we get from people around the world, that are just like, I came across your show. I had a friend of mine that listened to the show and they sent me an episode because I was going through something in my leadership journey. And like now I'm a fan, I'm a loyal listener. And here's my question or here's my situation. Like just the fact that you and I started the podcast talking about things that we thought from a leadership standpoint, like these are things that people should think about. And like, these are from our mistakes. These are from our lessons that we learned. These are things that we felt needed to have more, you know, dialogue around when we're trying to help people become better leaders. And then the fact that so quickly our listeners jumped in and immediately started to give us content and send us articles and send us videos and ask questions. I think that was probably the biggest, the biggest shock to me was how much it felt like this type of content was needed in the leadership space and how quickly the show just kind of caught on and it just started to spread throughout. And again, you and I have been doing leadership for a really long time. We have really big networks of people. We know a lot of people in different industries, different organizations, different companies. But the fact that that people really kind of stuck to it quickly, to this day still amazes me.
I think one of the reasons, so first of all, I couldn't talk about something just from a standpoint of, oh, this is needed or other people would need this. It has to be something that I would enjoy. I could do that for an hour, but not for hundreds of hours, you know, not for 4 years. This has to be something that I am passionate about too in my, like the downloads and the streams and the listeners and the fans could drop to 99% down to 1% tomorrow. And this content is still content. These topics are still things that I learn because I want to get better in my own personal life. I have learned from my mistakes and I enjoy talking about this. I enjoy this kind of process of self-betterment when it comes to leadership. The fact that people want to listen also, it adds a hefty responsibility on it because I try to pick and choose my words more carefully than I would have if it was just you and I talking in a room. But again, it still has to be something that I'm passionate about doing. The moment that I stop caring about this is the moment it's going to have to stop because I just can't put the time into it that is needed, for something that I just don't care about. And I know you probably feel the same way.
No, absolutely. I think it's when people ask me about, you know, like starting a successful podcast or having a successful podcast. And again, it's so you and I still talk about this, like kind of like imposter syndrome of like, we don't even believe like the impact or the downloads or the listenership and all that type of stuff, because it's never been about that for us.
Right.
But when people ask me about it, I'm always like, well, I guess here's kind of where I landed. You have to have a lot of passion for the thing that you're going to talk about, which is what you just said. Like, you really have to enjoy it. You can talk about it for hours. You can talk to other people about it. You have an openness to learn more about it, to be curious about it, but to also like have a perspective and just a real passion to want to talk about something. And then the second part of it is you have to be some type of an expert in the space. And again, it doesn't mean by title, by degree. Sometimes it's just through experience or tenure, or that you've really spent a lot of time doing this thing or researching this thing. It doesn't matter. But you have to have a balance where not only are you passionate about it, but you know enough about the thing to be able to provide some value or perspective that people would appreciate. And again, you can have a podcast about your life and all the things that you've gone through and how you feel about those things and your struggles. And you know what? There will be people that will align and listen to that because they can, like, they may be going through the same things or they may be seeing the world the same way in which you see it. But when it comes to topic-based podcasts like this, those two things for me are the biggest two things. And here's the reality. Even though we have this podcast, even though we've been doing it for 4 years, even though we may have all these downloads and accolades, we're still learning every single day. And we're still sometimes making mistakes and we're still, you know, approaching things with not enough of a perspective or too narrow in how we see some things. And we've had plenty of times where we've had our listeners reach out and say, hey, you know, I listened to this episode and I disagree, or I listened to this episode and have you thought about this? And we've taken that feedback and we've talked about that feedback on the show, letting listeners know that we appreciate it. Because again, this is not about, you know, right or wrong approach to leadership. This is literally about advice, thoughts, examples, stories, mistakes that we can share. And I think for a lot of people, that works well, because that's how they are living life as well.
Yeah, I agree. I will add a third thing to that, and to those two that you mentioned, and this is what I want to talk about in this episode. And that third thing is consistency. And you know, I don't like patting myself on the back or patting us on the back as much. I think I want to let the numbers speak for themselves, and I don't want to start believing my own press clippings too much, because that's when you start to, when people start to, you get a false sense of what you think you know about yourself, and really it's what the world thinks about you that matters more than what you think about yourself. But I think consistency is important, and I will pat ourselves on the back a little bit by saying that we have been incredibly consistent in terms of a few things. One, the episodes themselves. You know, we every change that we've made to the show, when it comes to the scheduling, when it comes to the offerings, have been planned. They've been trying to meet our listeners where they are, and reacting to what people have said that they want to see or hear from us versus what isn't responding well. Like if I look at the downloads of each type of episode, which ones, you know, tend to be get the best feedback, which ones tend to make people think the most or to reach out and say, that was great, but I have a question about this. Those are the things that we have tried to kind of double down on. And the ones they have less engagement are the ones that we try to like kind of let go by the wayside. And our core Monday episode that we have done every Monday since August of 2017, we've never missed one. At the end of 2018, for people who don't know this, I had surgery for colon cancer and I'm fine now. But in December of 2018, and there was a 6-week period that we took off because I was in bed healing from major surgery, and we said that to our listeners in advance, and we talked about it. I was transparent about it, but I couldn't be sitting up at a desk. Other than that 6-week period, which was during the holiday season anyway, and it was during a time when a lot of people have less time to listen to podcasts in 2018 was during that time. We've never missed a Monday episode, never. It's never not gone out by 6 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time on Monday morning. We've recorded them in advance when we're gonna go on vacation. We've recorded three in advance when we know that our schedules are just not gonna line up because our schedules are just too packed, or we have stuff going on with our kids. The podcasts that I know that I gravitate towards are ones that I can kind of set my watch by. And it's like it's like if someone said, hey, go check out this new TV show. Oh, great. How many episodes are there? Yeah, I don't really know. They just kind of put out a new one whenever they want to. And some of them are 10 minutes long and some of them are 3 hours long. You just never know. I'd be like, yeah, I'm out before I'm in. Like, I'm not even because if I love it, then all of a sudden the episodes go to 3 hours and I don't have the time commitment to put in, you know, I can't be there. It's just one of those things where it's, I think telling your audience what they can expect from an interval, from a length of time, I think that's imperative to inviting them along for the journey. And I think that's something that we've done really well. And I think if you're a leader of people, that's something that you need to do really well as a leader of people. You have to be predictable. You have to be consistent. You have to make sure your people can kind of set their watch by you. And so what I want to ask you is this something that has been a struggle for you? Not a struggle, but like, is this something that's been important to you in this process, or something that's been in the front of your mind? And is it something that you take with you in your leadership journey?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that the consistency piece is absolutely key. And I think it's balanced with maybe, you know, innovation, learning, adjustment, evolution. Because again, this, to your point, like we started this show, we would do a Monday and Thursday episode, and they were both 20 minutes long. They had 1 minute hacks, and then we adjusted it because a lot of people were saying they really loved the length. And we did a couple small like, little snippet things as trial, just like, hey, maybe here's like a little thought about leadership, and you know, there's something that we would read or a quote or just a quick little off the top of the head. You know, I'm thinking about this. I think this would be good to share with people that are out there. They might be thinking about this too. And then that also caught a lot of attention. So then we evolved, and where we have our Monday episode, then we had Thoughtful Thursdays, which was shorter versions. Now fast forward to where we are today with Thoughtful Thursdays, and it's you and I back again. Now they're 10 or 11 minute episodes. There's a little bit more dialogue because some of the feedback from our listeners as well is like, look, I've enjoyed it. I enjoy the different things you have approached, but I also enjoy the back and forth dialogue.
Yeah.
Because, you know, while you both are aligned on a lot of the values and things like that that you talk about, you both have a different, slightly different perspective on many of these topics. And I think it's a good balance. So again, like we've continued to evolve and change. But I think to your point, that consistency part is key. And of course, like from a leadership standpoint, absolutely. People, you know, you want people to have a really good sense of who you are, what you believe in and your core values, and how you show up every day. You know, that you want that level of consistency there so that they can then, you know, feel confident in being able to build a relationship, to work together, to not feel like, oh my gosh, I don't know how this person is going to show up today. So I don't know if today is the day that I want to talk to them or it's going to be tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You want that consistency across your brand, across your emotions, all those types of things. So I absolutely believe that many things I've taken away from the podcast, one of those things being that just be consistent, be where you say you're going to be. And if you say things like, you know, you are accessible to your people, well, when they reach out, you better be accessible.
Right, right. I think there's a kind of a gray area when it comes to what you mentioned about the emotional place, like where you are as, you know, from an emotional standpoint in terms of, you know, predictability. I think the more effective leaders are the ones that, I don't want to say wear their heart on their sleeve, but they're ones who have no problem with showing vulnerability and showing what emotions they're having. And sometimes, as a leader, the emotions that I feel are frustration or anger or you know, the trying to get things done that I can't get done, or scheduling conflict. I mean, things happen. You a leader that comes in who says, okay, I'm going to leave my baggage at the door because I need to be always on stage for my people, that's what you're going to look like you're on stage. You're going to look like you're not the real you, that you're trying to be somebody different for your people because you think that that part of a leader is, you know, not showing panic, not showing fear, not showing vulnerability, not showing that a situation is scaring you or that you don't have all the answers. That might have worked, you know, 50 years ago. It doesn't work today. And so, you know, from a standpoint of consistency, it doesn't mean consistently making sure that you're always that, you know, beacon of positivity. It means that if you are feeling those things, if you are feeling frustration, if you are feeling anger, if things are kind of triggering you or getting you off your game, that it doesn't translate to how you treat your people. You can separate the two. That your people know that you might be feeling something, but it doesn't mean that you're not accessible to them. It doesn't mean that you're going to bite their head off or you're going to take it out on them. It means that you can still have that relationship, but maybe they can meet you where you are. I know some of the best relationships I've had with leaders that have become like long-standing relationships, even though there's no longer a reporting relationship that anymore, are people where I have come up to who have been having a bad day or a bad time and pulled them aside and said, hey, can we talk for a few minutes? I noticed something's wrong. What's going on? Let's talk. Let's just have a conversation. And to say that to, like, I've said that to my boss, direct boss before, and sometimes that'll take the person back a little bit. They'll be surprised by that. But those are the beginnings of what great relationships look like, is can you step outside what a reporting role looks like and just have a conversation as people? I think it's really, really important. And that won't happen if there isn't an opportunity to do that, which means there has to be some type of vulnerability, some type of issue that has to be solved. And if you're constantly trying to be that like I said, beacon of positivity, you really are setting yourself for not having those moments that can really, you know, be game changers for relationships.
Absolutely. And before this episode's 1 minute hack, I do want to take a second and thank a handful of people that have really not only been there from the beginning of the podcast, but have been a big part of the show and have been guests or have helped us across the way.
So important. Definitely. Yeah,
including many of our Patreons and some of our early listeners and supporters. So I just want to run through some bunch of names here. Jonathan, Nancy, Deborah, Carrie, Troy, Adam, Francisco, Frank, Dan, Stacy, Julie, Charisse, Jason, two Jasons, Jonathan, Rhea, Thomas, Megan, Betsy, Mike, and Crystal. These are just people, and you know who you are because I'm sure you're going to listen to this episode, who have literally been with us from day one, have been a part of things that we've done. I also want to thank Vic and Brand Crumbs, and I want to thank, you know, Christian, as you mentioned early in the podcast, one of my first guests in Life of Lozo, because he was also an early on advocate of the show and really, really helped us by listening to our first couple of episodes and giving us some feedback. But all of those people from my side of things have been extremely helpful, and we really, really want to thank them for the support over the years and helping us build the show. Is there anybody top of mind for you before we go into the 1 minute hack?
Yeah, so specifically a couple people. So Stephen Shedletsky and Scott Miller were two of our first guest interviews, and they were at a time when we didn't have any guest interviews, and they reached out to us to want to be on our show, and at a time when we were the ones trying to pitch people coming and being on the show. And now we have 30 requests a week for people who want to be, you know, guest interviews. But at that time, those people like took a chance on us without being able to see a library of previous guests to know that we were going to do right by them. And they're not small people in their organizations. You know, Stephen Shedletsky reports directly to Simon Sinek. Scott Miller at the time was EVP at Franklin Covey in thought leadership. I mean, I sincerely appreciate those two gentlemen and their time and kind of taking a chance on us and kind of trusting that we were going to do right by them. And that kind of helped open up the floodgates to a lot of really great interviews that we've done over the last couple of years.
Absolutely. And with that, here's this episode's 1 minute hack. But first, a few words from our sponsors.
The 1 minute hack.
All right. This episode's 1 minute hack is about consistency. Whatever you're doing in your life, decide whether or not this is something you can do consistently, whether it's starting a podcast or being a leader of people and what that looks like with your people. Be consistent or eliminate it from your life. If it's not something that you can do consistently, if it's not something that you can really put an effort into making sure it's on an interval or that you are doing it at the times when you have said you're going to do it, then eliminate it from your life because it means it's not actually important. If it is important, you'll be consistent with it. The more consistent you are with things in your life that are important, the less time you'll have for things that aren't important. And that's a very good thing. The less consistent you are with things that are important, the more it kind of opens the doors to filler things coming in there that can mask themselves as important, but they really aren't important. You'll become a better leader to your people that way. You'll become more committed to the things in your life, whether it's a hobby or something that can make you money or start a business. All of those things are really important, and none of them happen without consistency. So take an inventory of your life at this point. Write down the things that you do consistently, the things that are important to you. And if there are things that are important to you that you don't put any consistent time and effort into, think about ways in this this year going forward that you can add those things to become more consistent in those items that you say are important.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And we'll talk to you all next time.